Firearms are the most commonly used weapon when men kill women. Federal law bans people subject to permanent restraining orders from buying and possessing guns. But as Guns in America's Ryan Lindsay reports, those restrictions don't apply to temporary restraining orders, though that could change with the new federal law. A warning to listeners, this story contains graphic descriptions of domestic violence.
Mary Jackson wanted to protect her daughter, Lori. But when Lori's husband stormed through the door, there wasn't much they could do.
She came running up screaming, "He's here, Scott's here, Scott's here." I can hear pounding on the door.
Mary pressed the panic button she wore around her neck. Lori called 911.
She's talking on 911. She's saying, you know, her husband was here. She has a temporary restraining order against him. He left her the gun and she was crying.
It'd been just over a month since Lori's husband, Scott Galately, packed up his things after a fight and left her with their twin babies. Since then, she'd been staying with her parents. Mary said Galately harassed Lori through texts, calls, and rants on Facebook. Lori got a restraining order. At first, it was temporary, but she planned to make it permanent. Local police couldn't find Galately. He didn't seem to be in Connecticut. Then, on that early May morning in 2014, Galately came back.
We were fighting at the door. And at that time, he had Lori by the hair. And he was trying to pull her out. And Lori and I had our arms clasped. And, you know, we were both pulling against him and screaming. And he was losing the battle. And he just let go with one hand and met in his pocket and pulled out a gun.
Mary said Galately just kept shooting. She could hear the babies crying upstairs. Lori died before police arrived.
Can't fight a gun. He started shooting at me. And Lori's last words were, you know, please don't kill mommy.
While hiding out in Virginia, Galately legally bought a handgun, the same one police said he ultimately used to kill Lori and shoot Mary.
I had talked to him the night before. I talked to him on the phone. He said he had no plans to come up. I think he told me he was in Florida. You know, in retrospect, he was probably on his way up.
That's Officer Michael Dykey. At the time, he was a state trooper in Oxford, Connecticut. After Lori filed a domestic violence report, Dykey said he made a routine of calling to check on her.
I think it was just in the back of her mind that, hey, he can come back anytime. A restraining order is a piece of paper. Not everybody abides by a rule or a law or a piece of paper.
2 years after Lori was killed, Connecticut passed a state law banning people with temporary restraining orders from buying or possessing guns. But because of federal law, people like Galately could still legally buy a gun in many other states. A new provision in the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA, seeks to change that.
When states extend that firearm restriction to those temporary orders, we see a 13% decrease in intimate partner homicide as a whole.
That's April Zioli, an associate professor at Michigan State University's School of Criminal Justice.
Waiting a couple of weeks for that full hearing to take place to get the firearm restriction could take too long. So covering that temporary order provides a firearm restriction immediately, potentially in a time when the victim needs it most.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal introduced the Lori Jackson Domestic Violence Survivor Protection Act to Congress in 2014. Since then, he's rolled the language on temporary restraining orders into VAWA.
The Violence Against Women Act provides essential counseling and criminal deterrence and measures that are supremely important to stopping domestic violence from turning deadly.
The U.S. House passed VAWA last year, but the Senate has yet to vote on it. Some Republicans say restricting gun access to people subject to temporary restraining orders is a way to strip them of their Second Amendment rights without due process. For Guns and America, I'm Ryan Lindsay.